Well, the persistence of the guilty verdicts shows a consistent thinking on the part of the jury, and it's somewhat of a window into the jury's thinking with respect to the penalty phase. But the penalty phase trial will be radically different from the trial that just ended. And the trial that just ended, as brilliant and terrific as his chief counsel is, she didn't intercede very much. She presented next to no evidence, and she pretty much let the government run with the ball. You'll see an entirely different trial now, where she will attempt to control what goes on in the courtroom by focusing in on his personal culpability, his personal duress, his personal, as she will argue, subservience to his brother. Those issues were explored in the first trial, but the jury was not compelled to rule on them, and she didn't present substantial evidence about
it. Absolutely.
And she will do so now.